source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Luangwa Town Council has awarded 7 contracts to local contractors. 53 suspected illegal immigrants have been apprehended. In international news, Tanzania's opposition leader has been charged with treason. In sports, 8 teams are now competing for the lucrative 2025 APSA Cup crown.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Luangwa Town Council has awarded 7 contracts to local contractors for infrastructure development projects under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund. Council Secretary Grayson Sakala says the projects include the drilling of a water system in Mwavi Village, construction of an ablution block in Mamdove, Mwavi Secondary School for both girls and boys, Senyagwora Health Centre, and construction of a boys' dormitory at Mwavi Secondary School and borehole drilling at Boma Police. Speaking during the contract signing ceremony, Mr. Sakala emphasized the importance of timely delivery, noting that CDF is a critical tool for service delivery. He urged contractors to prioritize hiring local laborers and ensure quality work, warning that poor performance would not be tolerated. Meanwhile, Council Senior Procurement Officer Crispin Walia praised the e-government procurement system for improving transparency and encouraging greater local participation through simplified bidding. In another development, economist Kelvin Chisanga says there is need for government to invest additional resources towards strengthening value addition to cushion the huge dependence on imports. Mr. Chisanga notes that Zambia is currently on the verge of facing serious consequences as a result of the tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. Speaking in an interview with Parafilm News, he adds that despite Zambia exporting less to the United States, the impact of the new tariffs will be felt because of the trade war globally, which will result in the high cost of doing business. Mr. Chisanga explains that the current state of affairs should be utilized to seal existing gaps in growing local trade.
The main point is that whether we like it or not, because of the AGOA agreement that we have in place, our import into U.S. has attracted 17% from that perspective, meaning what we're able to see is that I think it's high time we create value addition, you know, processes that should be able to trigger local production from this end, and how we should also be able to protect ourselves is by way of trying to identify the best integral system of value chain.
Lusaka Regional Immigration Office has apprehended 53 suspected illegal immigrants aged between 17 and 40 years during a routine cleanup operation conducted across various parts of Lusaka. The suspects apprehended on 9th April 2025 include 25 Burundians, 14 Congolese, 8 Tanzanians, 3 Rwandans, 2 Egyptians and 1 Ugandan. Of the 53 suspects who were apprehended, 1 Egyptian was nabbed for staying in the country on an expired temporary permit, while the other for engaging in business activities while on a visiting permit. Immigration Department Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the remaining individuals were undocumented and were found conducting business without valid immigration permits. Ms. Nshinka notes that all 53 suspects are currently detained pending immigration formalities and possible prosecution. He explains that the operation covered several areas including Komesa Market, Kamala Market, Baoleni, Chainda, Kaunda Square, Kalingalinga and Chilenje.
Among those apprehended were 25 Burundians, 14 Congolese, 8 Tanzanians, 3 Rwandese, 2 Egyptians and 1 Ugandan. Of the 53 suspects who were apprehended, 1 Egyptian was nabbed for staying in the country on an expired temporary permit, while the other for engaging in business activities while on a visiting permit. The remaining individuals were undocumented and were found conducting business without valid immigration permits. All 53 suspects are currently detained pending immigration formalities and possible prosecution. This operation brings a total number of individuals of various nationalities apprehended nationwide on 9th April 2025 to 92.
Chipangali Council Chairperson Maxon Koma has expressed deep regret and disappointment over the arrest of a council revenue collector stationed at Shanganani checkpoint along Lundazi Road. The officer was apprehended on allegations of defiling a 13-year-old girl from the area. Mr. Koma described the incident as a heinous crime against a child and emphasized that such conduct must be condemned in the strongest terms. He noted his sadness, particularly as the alleged crime occurred shortly after a nationwide campaign calling for stronger laws and harsher penalties against child abuse and defilement. Mr. Nkoma has called on law enforcement agencies to thoroughly investigate the matter and take stern action against the officer if found guilty.
I am more saddened, especially that this conduct comes barely a week after stakeholders countrywide conducted a campaign aimed at ending child abuse and defilement by calling on the government to strengthen existing laws to provide for more stiffer punishment against perpetrators of child abuse. I therefore wish to call upon law enforcement agencies to investigate this matter thoroughly and take stern action against our staff once found wanting. We will not tolerate, as a local authority, to have officers that conduct themselves in such a manner.
In international news, Tanzania's opposition leader, Tundu Lissu, has been charged with treason, and a day after he was arrested following a rally he held in the south of the country. The charge is connected to his nationwide campaign pushing for electoral reform under the slogan, No Reforms, No Elections. The country is due to go to the polls in October when Lissu is expected to challenge President Samia Suluhu Hassan. In a series of public appearances, Lissu has been saying that there is no chance of a free and fair election in 6 months unless there are reforms. The leader of the Chadema party wants the makeup of the Electoral Commission to change. He has argued that it should not include people appointed directly by Samia. The authorities have described the campaign as inciting the public against the holding of the general election. Still in international news, an unsecured penguin in a cardboard box was the cause of a helicopter crash in South Africa, a report into the incident has found. The penguin, which had been placed in the box and on the lap of a passenger, slid off and knocked the pilot's controls just after takeoff from Bird Island off the Eastern Cape on 19th January. The South African Civil Aviation Authority said the impact sent the helicopter crashing to the ground. No one on board, including the penguin, was hurt. The authority said the lack of secure containment for the penguin was responsible for creating the dangerous situation. We now take a quick break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +26 0961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press.